This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations agencies are warning over 1 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip could experience the highest level of starvation by the middle of next month if hostilities continue. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization say in a joint report hunger's worsening because of heavy restrictions on humanitarian access and the collapse of the local food system because of the nearly 8-month war. On Tuesday, a separate group of experts said it's possible that famine is underway in northern Gaza, but that the war and restrictions on humanitarian access have impeded the data collection to prove it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday the supply of weapons to war zones were a bad thing and a dangerous move.
Поставки оружия в зону конфликта это всегда плохо.
He specifically mentioned German arms deliveries to Ukraine. The German tanks on the battlefield in Ukraine came as a, quote, moral ethical shock in Russia, he said. Putin went on saying, if German-supplied missiles ever strike targets on the Russian territory, this would ultimately destroy bilateral relations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Emir of Qatar on Wednesday discussed ways to end Ukraine's 27-month-old full-scale conflict with Russia and efforts to keep channels of communication open, the Qatari state news agency QNA reported. Zelensky also commented on his talks, including preparations for next week's peace summit in Switzerland, to which Russia is not invited. Efforts to boost bilateral relations were also discussed, the agency said, with Zelensky thanking the emir for supporting Ukraine.